the processional hymn, "Come Ye Thankful People, Come." Warm welcome to everyone, whoever you are and wherever you come from, to this occasion of thanksgiving for the blessings of harvest. And a particular welcome to our preacher, the Right Reverend Adrian Wilkinson, Bishop of Cashel, Ferns and Ossory. I have known Bishop Adrian since he served originally as curate assistant and later as rector of my home parish of Douglas in the Diocese of Cork. I had long left Cork before he came to the diocese, which is probably just as well, as otherwise he might have got to hear too much about me and my years growing up. Yet in the years which have followed, he has become a firm friend both to me and to my family. My siblings and I appreciated so very much his pastoral support and kindness to my late parents when he ministered to them in Douglas, and to us as a family after they died. And after many years of trying to organize a visit for him here, today I am delighted to have Bishop Adrian here in Annahilt, as we all look forward very much to his ministry of the word and sacrament later. Like the Israelites of old, we offer our baskets of fruit and harvest, what we have given and what we have made of that gift, and we receive the bread and wine, the fruits of the earth and labor of human hands, transformed in a wonderful way to become life and food, strength and growth.
Mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
May I say, first of all, what a delight it is to be here with you in the Church of the Ascension in Anna Mills. You have a very persistent rector, and I was very sad that I couldn't honor an invitation at various occasions, but now that I'm a bishop, I have nothing better to do than to travel around the country and to attend our school. So it's a joy to be here with you today. I've heard a lot about your parish. Robert's parents, Ken and Violet, were much loved parishioners in Douglas, Ken being a very loyal and dedicated and very good organist, a choir director, and Violet a member of the choir. And I've heard about your parish here, and Matter Hamlet as well, over the years. So it's nice at long last to be here in person, to join with you today as we give thanks for the gift of harvest, and to reciprocate Robert's generosity to me on a number of occasions of being here as a guest preacher. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it today and in the service this evening to be able to be with you here in this church. And now turning to our service leaflet. Words from Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his marvelous works.
Almighty God, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
eternal God, you crown the year with your goodness, and you give us the fruits of the earth in their season. Grant that we may use them to your glory, for the relief of those in need, and for our own well-being. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We pray that we may serve God faithfully and advance his glory, encouraged by the example of the great company of angels. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted the ministries of angels and mortals in a wonderful order. Grant that as your holy angels also serve you in earth, so at your command they may help and defend us on earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book Deuteronomy, chapter 26, beginning at verse 1. And when you have come into the land that the Lord your God has given you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God has given you. And you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in the office at that time and say to him, "Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power, and with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us the land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God, and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing Psalm 150.
Thank you.
The epistle is from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gradual hymn.
Holy is the seed time.
Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. John chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. When they found Jesus on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal. Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Creator God, may the seed of your word be planted in our hearts, that we may bear fruit and continue in love and service as a community and as individuals of faith. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. I often like to bring a visual aid with me when I am preaching on occasions such as this. So today I could have brought with me a child's windmill or my solar-powered calculator and talked about natural sources of energy given to us through wind and sun, and maybe talked or preached about sustainable energy and the problem of climate change, all very important topics. Or I could have instead brought a packet of sausages or some slices of ham with me. I don't think I see any ham or sausages in the decorations, the beautiful decorations around the church today. But I could have used those as a visual aid to discuss the care of livestock and poultry, the importance of giving all God's creatures dignified lives, even if they are part of the food chain. I could have talked about the never-ending pressure to try and produce food at much cheaper rates and the pressure that farmers and food producers and growers are under. But I'm not going to do that. Instead, I've brought with me something a little different as a visual aid today. A stone. A simple stone, which I leave there, and I'll come back to that in a moment. But first, it's strange when you think about it. Jesus grew up the son of a carpenter, and yet many of his parables are about agriculture and farming. He didn't use the plane and the lathe in his parables, but instead he talked about the parable of the sower. We have the parable of the wheat and tares, the parable of the vineyard, the story of the barren fig tree, the parable of the mustard seed, and so on. Of course, it's not surprising in a land where people were close to agriculture, where they had to rely on the food that they could produce themselves in their own farms and gardens and the animals that they had at hand. A fertile land, God promised, that would flow with milk and honey, but it required sowing and plowing and reaping. And of course, Jesus would naturally have used such images when he was talking and teaching. Our readings today emphasize success in harvest. In Deuteronomy, we read the instructions given by Moses to the children of Israel on how they should celebrate harvest and be thankful to God for what he had given them. In Philippians, Paul asks his hearers not to worry, but with prayer and thanksgiving to make the requests known to God. Do not worry, he says. It all sounds very easy, doesn't it, when we have a bountiful harvest, as indeed we have had this year for many farmers. We don't live in communities disturbed and disrupted by famine, war, disease, or natural disaster. But what about the people living in refugee camps, in places like Gaza and elsewhere? What about the people of Ukraine, enduring bombing and drone attacks night after night, and power cuts with no light or heat in the depths of the approaching winter? What about the people who live in areas affected by climate change and their rains have failed yet again for another year and their crops don't grow? Saying do not worry is of little practical help to such people. So what does St. Paul mean here when he says do not worry? And this is where I come back to this image of the stone. I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, a man crosses a desert, and at last he comes to a small village. He's hungry, he's thirsty, and he enters the village and he asks for something to eat so that he can continue on his journey. There's hardly enough for us, one person says. I have children to feed first, I must think of them. Another person said, winter is coming, and we will have barely enough to survive ourselves. We can't share with you. Everyone was worried about themselves and their immediate family and had nothing to share with this poor passerby. Completely discouraged and very hungry, the man sat under a tree in the village square. Poor people, he thought, in a few weeks they will be as hungry as I am. And then he looked down at his feet. And he saw a stone, and he had an idea. He stood up, he held the stone high above his head, and he called out to the villagers, "Your worries are over. I have in my hand a very special stone that will help take you through the long winter. It's a magic stone, and with this stone, we can make stone soup." "Stone soup," they said. "I've never heard of stone soup. I wonder what he's talking about." Anyway, the man persisted and he said, "Would somebody please bring out some timber to light a fire, bring out a massive big cauldron, fill it with water, put it on the fire, and we'll put this stone in it to make stone soup." Well, quickly, all the equipment was found, a fire was lit, buckets of water arrived, and soon the cauldron was bubbling and boiling over the fire. He then took the stone and he dropped it into the water and waited for a couple of minutes. Then he took out a little scoop of water from a ladle. He said, "I think it needs salt and pepper." A child ran off and got some and put it into the water. And then a few minutes later he took another sip. If we had a few carrots, perhaps that would make all the difference. "Don't worry," said a woman, "I'll go and get you some carrots. I've some to spare." And so a few minutes later, her apron was full of carrots. She brought them forward. They were chopped up and thrown into the water. He tasted the soup again. He said, "Perhaps a cabbage or two would make a difference." Somebody then rushed off and brought three big head of cabbage in and chopped them up and threw them into the water. Then he took another sip and said, "The last time I had stone soup, there was a man in a castle, a rich man, and he added some potatoes and beef." Well, they thought, we're as good as a community as any other. We can do the same. And so quickly beef and potatoes arrived, and not only that, but onions and milk and barley too. All were thrown into the water. Then a short time later, he drew some water out and said, "Delicious, the stone soup is ready." So he asked everyone to gather their bowls, and the food, the soup was ladled into them, and everyone sat around, and conversation flowed, and then music started, and then there was a party which lasted into the early hours of the morning. The next morning, when it was all over, the man was getting ready to leave. And as he was leaving the square, somebody called back to him and said, "Hang on, you forgot something." And so he turned around and somebody held up the stone and said, "You forgot your magic stone. Don't go without it." He turned back and he said, "Don't worry. I'm going to leave it with you as a thanksgiving for your gratitude, for your hospitality. And remember, so long as you have this stone soup in your village, no one will ever go hungry again." That story, of course, reminds us that we have enough in the world for everyone's needs, but not for everyone's greed. When communities begin to hoard or hold things onto them for themselves and are not generous in their giving and their sharing, well, then people are left out and people suffer. Today at Harvest Festival, we celebrate God's goodness to us, the bounty of the earth and the sea. We thank God for the wonder and beauty of creation, for seed time and harvest. And we sitting here are rich beyond belief. Yes, I know budgets can be tight for some people. Yes, I know it can be difficult to make ends meet. But nevertheless, we have clean water to drink. Many places in the world, their water supply is not always clean or safe to drink. We don't go to bed hungry night after night after night, and yet that is the reality for people in refugee camps and elsewhere in our world. And so from our generosity, from our bounty, we are asked to be generous to God. So next year, when you are decorating your church, perhaps you won't find a windmill in the decorations or a solar-powered calculator. I don't think you'll find a pound of sausages or ham, but perhaps somebody might put a little stone among the decorations and think back to the parable of the stone soup and thank God for his blessings and also be generous to those in need as a result. Amen.
Would you please stand? We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. Under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. While the congregation are seated, the choir will sing the anthem, "Give Thanks, Canon."
Thank you.
The prayers will be led by members of the congregation. Let us pray. O Almighty God, Lord of the harvest, you promised through your Son Jesus Christ to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith.
Lord of your people, when we lift up our eyes to perceive with Christ's eyes, we see that the fields of the world are already white for harvest. We pray for your church that it may be spiritually equipped to reap the harvest of the souls. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for this group of parishes and also the parish of Killaloe. We also pray for Bishop Adrian and the parishes of the Diocese of Cashel, Ferns, and Ossory. May we be truly thankful for all your mercies, for the order and constancy of nature, for the beauty and bounty of the world, for day and night, summer and winter, seed time and harvest, and the use which each season brings. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of creation, you have created the universe by your eternal word and have blessed humankind in giving us dominion over the earth. We pray for your world that we may share and conserve its resources and live in the reverence for the creation and in harmony with one another. Guide and bless the nations in the ways of justice and peace, especially in Syria, Afghanistan, Israel, Gaza, Yemen, Sudan, Myanmar, Ukraine, and other places where there is conflict and unrest. Bless Charles, our King, and help all in positions of responsibility to shape our country's political and economic life, that all may share in the fulfillment of your creative work. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, your Son has promised that the Spirit will comfort and sustain the communities in which we live and work. We pray for one another and for ourselves, that we may bear the harvest of the Spirit in love and joy and peace. We give thanks for our homes, for the joys of home, for our friends, and for all occasions of fellowship, and for the gracious ministries of human affection. Make us ever thankful for the men and women who work upon the land and who sail upon the oceans or fish in the seas, and for all who supply our food and sustain our lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all healing, though you have given the human race a rich land, a land of streams and springs, wheat and barley, vines and oils and honey, we have made by sin a world of suffering and sorrow. Relieve and protect those who are sick and suffering. Be with those who have any special need, especially in the world's areas of famine or natural disaster, and where growers, suppliers, or consumers are suffering hardship following poor harvest yields. Strengthen in them the gift of faith, and may the light of hope shine in their hearts. Deliver all who know danger, violence, or oppression, and give them the assurance of your unchanging love and unfailing companionship. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Lord of eternity, bind us together with your Holy Spirit in communion with all your people who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. We do not presume to come to this your table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, your manifold and great mercies. The same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy, grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen.
God satisfies you with the finest peace. God has established peace on your bodies. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn, "We Hail Thy Presence Glorious, O Christ, our great High Priest."
Thank you.
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places it is right to give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the Word active in creation, who dwelling among us himself rejoiced in the beauty of the earth, giving thanks to you for the fruits of harvest and the fishes of the sea, and through his own work hallowing all human service. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image, male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel, commands us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to sing. Come.
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you.
you, God.
Thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food, body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice.
Christ, who has nourished us with the bread of life, sow the seed of his word in your hearts, so that you may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, and at last be gathered into his heavenly garner. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you this day, and remain with you always. Amen.
As our service draws to a close, may I first of all thank everybody who made gifts of flowers, greenery, corn, fruit, vegetables, and other foodstuffs, and all who gave of their time and talents in carrying out the decoration of this church for harvest. It really is a wonderful backdrop to all that is taking place in our church today. Very grateful thanks also to our organist and choir director, Mr. Timothy Howe, and our united choir of both Anna Hilt and Myra Hamlet. They have practiced very faithfully over recent weeks and today have provided not only special music, but given a very fine lead to the congregational singing, which has also been excellent. Thank you to our various readers, and of course to the Bishop of Cashel, Ferns and Ossory, for his thoughtful and thought-provoking ministry of the word and awesome ministry of the sacrament. And to everyone who, by their presence and participation, has contributed to today's worship and made this the truly inspiring service it has been. Our harvest services continue at 7 o'clock this evening with evening prayer. Again, the preacher will be the Bishop of Cashel, and the music will be led by our own united choir, but also by the Salvation Army Band from Lurgan, the first time they will have participated in such a service here. There will be supper afterwards in the parochial hall. I do encourage you to come to what I really believe will be an inspiring evening. On Wednesday evening, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, the 15th Sunday after 16th Sunday after Trinity, between 10 and 11:15, the Jam group, the Jesus and Me group, will meet in the hall. And at 10 o'clock here in church, parish communion. And next Sunday evening, there will be Harvest Thanksgiving in Lochacre Presbyterian Church at 6:30 p.m. The preacher will be the Reverend Howard Gilpin, with special music by Altnave Memorial Pipes and Drums, and supper in the church hall afterwards. And looking a bit ahead to our vintage afternoon tea fundraising event, that will be on Saturday, the 18th of October from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets are now available from any member of the committee. And items for the October, November parochial magazine are now due and should be left as soon as possible, please, with me or Roger Maxwell. The recessional hymn. To thee, O Lord, our hearts we raise in hymns of adoration.